Inspiration. Turn up the motivation. You're on the Ziglar Inspire Podcast.
Zig Ziglar wants you to be your best.
Welcome to Zig Ziglar's Inspire Podcast. This is your host, Blake Lindsay, and I hope you are having a great day. Zig Ziglar is known as America's motivator, and today you'll understand why. Let's listen to Zig as he encourages us to do great things.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Where do we start? Well, you start right now. In many ways, I started when I was 45 years old. And the purpose of this series is to give you assurance that, yes, you can make the new start and things can happen in an amazing way. My friend and fellow speaker, Joe Saba, says, you don't have to be great to start, but you've got to start to be great. And from my perspective, truer words were never spoken. Now, let me also point out that a lot of times people always say, but do I have what it takes? Years ago, I read something which still intrigues me. I read where every third person was either remarkably handsome and amazingly bright, or incredibly beautiful and absolutely brilliant. So what I want to get you to do right now is turn directly to your left and look that person over real good. Now turn directly to the person on your right and look that person over real good. Now, I know you'll agree with me that obviously it ain't either one of them. So that means it's got to be you. From this moment on, for the rest of your life, if a negative thought ever enters your mind, I want you to say, no, that's not right about me, because not only am I either absolutely a handsome dude and very smart, or I'm absolutely beautiful and absolutely brilliant. Now, consider this. If you're somebody to anybody, you're somebody. Think about it just for a moment. And consider what Muhammad Ali said. He said, if man can take moldy bread and make penicillin out of it, consider what a loving God can make out of you. You were designed for accomplishment. You're engineered for success. You're endowed with the seeds of greatness. What we've got to do is recognize those seeds, water those seeds, fertilize those seeds, then we have got to realize that we are that third person. And think about this. In 399 A.D., St. Augustine made the statement, and I paraphrase him. He said, man travels hundreds of miles to gaze at the broad expanse of the ocean. He looks in awe at the heavens above. He stares in wonderment at the fields and the mountains and the rivers and the streams. And then he passes himself by without a thought. God's most amazing creation. We do need to think about that. And we've got some wonderful news to go along with that. You know, earthquakes and hurricanes get all the publicity. But did you know that termites do more damage than both of them put together. And they take such little bitty bites, you can't even see them with the naked eye. But, oh, they take so many of them. And there's so many of those termites. The message is this: you can make radical changes in minute steps. And when we clearly understand that, we start looking at those minute steps that we can take. My book, So You Hit the Top, has 384 pages in it. I wrote that book in 10 months by writing 1 1/4 pages a day on average every day for 10 months. Radical changes, minute steps. And when we understand that, then some amazing things will happen. Well, how do you go about doing that? Well, Chet Helmstedt, one of the psychologists that I frequently quote, says you can't change from a negative mindset to a positive mindset without changing from negative talking to positive talking. To do that, you must change the input from negative to positive. We're going to explore why that is so important. But you see, the most important opinion you have is the opinion you have of yourself. The most important conversation you will have on any day is the conversation you have with yourself. And so we need to make that important and very, very positive. For a long time, I've talked about my weight loss. For 24 years of my adult life, by choice, weighed well over 200 pounds. I say by choice simply because I've never accidentally eaten anything. Now, over those 24 years, when I chose to eat too much, I had chosen to weigh too much. Tried every diet known to man. Tried the 30-day diet. Lost a month. But I was determined. I dieted religiously. I mean, I quit eating in church. I did the whole thing. And then 1972, 1973, in a 10-month period of time, I decided that I was going to start using my head. And I'll talk about this in another way later in the presentations. I figured it out that if I just lost 1 9/10 ounces a day, on average, every day for 10 months, I'd lose the 37 pounds I needed to lose. And if you have a weight problem, what you just said to yourself was, you know, I could do that. And hope is born. And action always follows hope. No hope, there is no action. There's hope in the future. There's power in the present, according to my friend, Dr. John Maxwell. Now, Alfred Adler years ago had this statement, and here's what he said. He said, hope is the foundational quality of all change, because if there is no hope, there's no action. The salesperson with no hope of making the sale won't make the call. I mean, why bother? A youngster with no hope of passing won't bother to study. I mean, why bother? I'm not going to pass anyhow, but give them hope. And action is going to follow.
Do you really believe that you can accomplish what you set out to do? If not, then you need to do a little foundational work first. Take out a sheet of paper and write down all the accomplishments you can think of in your past. Study that list. If you can achieve those things, how much more can you do? What do you say we get started today? Until next week, this is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Ziglar. Inspiring true performance.